Today is March 12th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We've got some exciting updates in the world of AMD technologies, deep learning libraries, and even a peek at some competition emerging from China. Let's dive into today's headlines. Headline overview. 1. AMD has released Zen DNN 5.2, featuring a major redesign that promises improved performance and scalability for deep neural networks. 2. AOCC 5.1 has also been released, introducing updates to AMD's optimizing compiler, but still based on an older LLVM version. 3. Lisuan Tech has announced its G100 series of GPUs, aiming to compete with AMD and NVIDIA, with impressive specs for gaming and professional workloads. Now let's take a deeper look at these developments. Deep dive into AMD Zen DNN 5.2. First up, we have the release of AMD Zen DNN 5.2. This deep neural network library has undergone a significant redesign, boasting a fully re-engineered internal architecture. This is a game changer for developers working on AI and ML workloads, as it aims to deliver substantial performance gains and greater scalability compared to its predecessors. The key highlight here is the support for multiple backends, including the native Zen DNN, AOCL DLP, OneDNN FBGM, and libxsm. For those unfamiliar, OneDNN is an Intel library that provides highly optimized building blocks for deep learning applications. By supporting various backends, Zen DNN 5.2 enhances its versatility, allowing developers to choose the best tool for their specific needs. AMD has emphasized backward compatibility, which is crucial for developers who have existing applications built on earlier versions of Zen DNN. This means you can upgrade to Zen DNN 5.2 without worrying about breaking your current implementations. For those interested in exploring this release further, AMD has made the details available on GitHub, which is a great resource for developers to dive into the code and see how they can leverage these improvements in their own projects. AOCC 5.1 release. Next, let's talk about the AOCC 5.1. AMD's optimizing C++ compiler. Released earlier this January, AOCC 5.1 introduces several updates, including a new Zen 5-tuned AOCL libm 5.2 AMD math library. This library is particularly important for workloads that require high-performance mathematical computations, often found in scientific computing and AI. However, there's a bit of a downside here. AOCC 5.1 is still based on the LLVM Clang 17 release branch, which dates back to September 2023. This is somewhat disappointing, as many developers expected AMD to leverage newer advancements in the LLVM ecosystem. The industry has seen significant improvements in compiler technology over the past couple of years, and sticking to an older version might hinder performance optimizations that could benefit users. That said, it's worth noting that AMD has been proactive in preparing for future architectures, as evidenced by the early support for Xeon Ver 6, hinting at their focus on upcoming Zen 6 processors. This could indicate a shift in strategy towards upstream LLVM and GCC compilers, which would be a welcome change for many developers. For those interested in downloading AOCC 5.1, you can do so directly from AMD's website. Lisuan Tech's G100 series GPUs. Shifting gears, let's discuss a fascinating development from Lisuan Tech, a Chinese company making waves in the GPU space. They have officially announced their G100 series of GPUs, with the LX7G106 gaming GPU set to launch on June 18, 2026. This is particularly exciting as it presents a new competitor to the established duopoly of AMD and NVIDIA in the GPU market. The LX7G106 features 12 GB of GDDR6 VRAM, 192 texture units, and 96 IROPS, achieving an FP32 throughput of up to 24 TFLOPS TORSEX. Early benchmarks suggest it performs in line with the RTX 4060, which is impressive for a homegrown GPU. What's even more interesting is that Lisuan claims their true GPU architecture is entirely developed in-house, covering everything from the instruction set to the software stack. This GPU supports modern graphics APIs, including DirectX 12, Vulkan, OpenCL, and OpenGL, making it versatile for various applications, from gaming to professional workloads. Additionally, it's compatible with both mainstream and local Chinese CPUs, which could enhance its adoption in regional markets. Lisuan has also introduced professional GPUs in the G100 series, including the LX Ultra, LX Pro, and LX Max, with varying VRAM configurations. This diversification suggests they are targeting both gamers and professionals, which could shake up the market dynamics significantly. As we look ahead, the performance of the LX7G106 in real-world scenarios will be crucial. Independent reviews will shed light on how it stacks up against AMD and NVIDIA offerings, especially as it aims for a global launch. Closing thoughts. As we wrap up today's episode, it's exciting to see AMD pushing forward with significant updates to their software libraries and compilers, even as we recognize some areas for improvement. The release of Zen DNN 5.2 and AOCC 5.1 shows AMD's commitment to enhancing the developer experience for AI and ML workloads. On the other hand, the emergence of LeeuwenTech's G100 series GPUs adds a new layer of competition in the GPU market, which could lead to interesting developments in pricing and performance standards. Looking ahead, it will be fascinating to see how AMD responds to these competitive pressures and whether they can keep pace with the rapid advancements in GPU technology and AI workloads. As always, stay tuned for more updates and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.